At the Easter Vigil, the liturgy of the Word is unique because it consists of an expanded number of scripture readings. These readings were introduced with these words, "Let us listen with quiet hearts to the Word of God. Let us meditate on how God in times past saved His people and has sent His Son as our Redeemer." Indeed, the scripture readings we just heard tell a story. It's the story of our salvation, and it is also, therefore, a story of love. It follows the pattern of love stories found in novels and movies. Two people meet, they bond together with love, they break up, they get together again, and love triumphs. So let us briefly examine these readings and their insights into this story of love, our story. Our first reading comes from the Old Testament book of Genesis and focuses on creation. As God creates all things, His ultimate creation is man and woman, Adam and Eve, fashioned in His own image. We are told, God looked at everything He made, and He found it very good. Of course, we know that later, Adam and Eve would sin. In doing so, the influence of evil would bring suffering and death into the world. The beauty of creation in general would be tarnished, and the good of humanity in particular would be threatened. As part of our love story, this reading reminds us of our individual uniqueness, dignity, and worth in the eyes of God. He created each of us, gave us life, and we are a delight to Him. Even when we sin, God does not regret creating us. His love for us is too strong. Our second reading also comes from the book of Genesis and focuses on relationship. God did not just create us, God also desires to be in relationship with us. To form a special bond, God chooses a man named Abraham, with whom He wishes to establish a covenant. For his part, the Lord promises Abraham an abundance of descendants with a land of their own. He also promises that from this people will come a royal dynasty, a kingdom that will endure forever and that will gather all people to God. On his part, Abraham pledges his faith and trust to God. Then, as we hear in our reading, God tests Abraham's commitment and fidelity by asking him to sacrifice his son Isaac. Despite the horrific thought of killing his own son, Abraham is willing to do what God asks, thus confirming his obedience and fidelity to God. Of course, God stops any harm from coming to Isaac after Abraham proves himself. As part of our love story, God desires to be bonded to us so that love can be given and received, so that love can be shared and blessed. Of course, the reality of sin with it, our relationship with God is constantly tested and sadly fractured by us. And yet, God will not give up on that relationship with us. Our third reading comes from the Old Testament book of Exodus and focuses on liberation. When God's people became enslaved in Egypt, God empowers a man named Moses to lead his people to freedom and to bring them to the promised land. As part of our love story, sin enslaves us, but God will not let the story end there. The Lord desires to free us from the oppression of evil and ultimately sends his son Jesus as the new Moses, who brings about the ultimate liberation from sin and death, and who opens for us the way to the eternal promised land, which is heaven. Jesus fulfills his mission of love and salvation by his death and resurrection. Our fourth reading comes from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah and focuses on repentance and forgiveness. After God's people settled into the promised land, they eventually established their own kingdom with their own king. Over time, they became less and less committed to the covenant with God and more self-reliant. When they were threatened by powerful enemies, they did not turn to God for protection. They did not put their trust in God to care for them. Instead, they decided that they would rely on themselves. What a bad decision. And its consequence would be catastrophic. Their land would be conquered by their enemy. Their enemy would destroy the temple, and the enemy would force many of their relatives and friends into exile. In his great love, God desires still to save his people from the disaster of their bad choices. So he sends Isaiah, the prophet, to proclaim a message of repentance, forgiveness, and hope. In our reading, Isaiah says, "Seek the Lord. Let the scoundrel forsake his way and turn to God for mercy." The prophet then promises that God will take his people back. He will renew his covenant with them, and he will provide for them with abundance. As part of our love story, it is we who break up with God, but the Lord never abandons us. Instead, he calls us back to him with the assurance that he will continue to bless us and love us. Our fifth reading turns to the New Testament and St. Paul's letter to the Romans and focuses on baptism. The sacrament of baptism cleanses us of original sin and brings us into spiritual relationship with God. In this reading, Paul declares also that in baptism, we are united with Jesus in death and resurrection. For us, Our death is a dying to sin as water is poured over us. Our resurrection is receiving a new life of grace, blessed with the Holy Spirit, to live faith, hope, and love as a follower of Christ and as a member of His church. As part of our love story, original sin separates us from God, but baptism brings us back into relationship with God. The Holy Spirit, with the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, and Jesus in the Eucharist, endeavor to keep us in union with God and empower us towards that end with divine grace. And finally, our final reading comes from the Gospel of Mark and focuses on resurrection and new life. On Good Friday, we stood at the cross to commemorate the death of Christ, knowing that He sacrificed His life as a perfect expression of love to forgive sins and to free us from them. And now tonight, we gather at the empty tomb to celebrate the resurrection, whereby Jesus defeats evil, destroys eternal death, and opens for us the way to eternal life. As part of our love story, this is where we relish the reality that because of Christ, love triumphs, and we can live happily ever after. To the elect, who will receive the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist tonight, and to the candidates, who will also be fully initiated into the Catholic faith this night, God has already invited you into your own personal love story with Him. After tonight, you have the privilege to continue to write that love story. This night, as part of that, is a significant chapter. With faith, with hope, with joy, continue to write that story with God, knowing that in the words of the American author Robert Bach, true love stories never have endings.